You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday, 7:43. In studio with me this morning, Jane Wilkie. Good morning, Jane, from LSS Lutheran Senior Services.
Yes, good morning. It's great to be here in the studio. It's great to be in St. Louis.
Yeah, you've been back in Minnesota quite a bit, but here in Missouri.
Yes, 6 weeks ago is when I moved back home and semi-retired, and it's wonderful. It's lovely. Although I will have to say that everyone thinks I brought the warmer weather up because Minnesota's had its warmest September in, I think, ever. And we barely have the leaves changing. I mean, they are just now starting to change. I drove down earlier this week and was amazed at the fact that everywhere it's just still starting to change, just like it is here, which is very unusual for up there. My husband and I went on a little cruise down the St. Croix River last Friday. It was, you know, billed as the Look at the Fall Leaves tour, and it was lovely. It was an absolutely lovely day. It was lovely to be out in the river, and those green trees were just absolutely lovely. Yeah. So it just changes all the time, but it's great to be home. I am truly enjoying it, but I so also love having the opportunity to still work with Lutheran Senior Services from afar. And this week I came here because we were one of the hosts of the co-sponsoring the Lutheran Prayer Breakfast yesterday morning. I know Buzz Ulrich was able to come and be there, and we had 420 registered, probably 400 there. There's always some people who cannot make it. And it's a great, wonderful, blessed event to Reverend Greg Seltz from Lutheran Hour Ministries. He's the speaker of the Lutheran Hour. A wonderful, wonderful message about how praying the Lord's Prayer and how all of prayer is not what we do, it's what God does. And that open door was just a wonderful, wonderful event. So we look forward to next year. I can actually announce the date if everybody wants to get their calendars out right now and either write on them or put it in your phone. Wednesday, October 12th, 2016 is the date of the next Lutheran Prayer Breakfast here in St. Louis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good planning.
Yeah. And so it is. It's a wonderful, I think it's a wonderful event because I do believe our speakers and scripture readings, everything ties together so beautifully. The prayers as we close is truly motivational and uplifting for those who attend. But I think also the very unique piece about this prayer breakfast that I'm not sure anyone else does, even around the nation, the synod, different denominations. I don't have anything to compare it to, but I've not ever heard of anything quite like this, where we have the agencies that have Lutheran ties and are Lutheran based, and they have a variety of different ministries that each one impacts. And this is that one time of coming together, standing in unity and serving together and being there hosting this breakfast for the purpose of lifting others up. So it's very unique.
Very well attended, too. Buzz and I had made some plans that he might call in yesterday to check in from there, but it was so loud that he said I would never be able to hear him on the phone.
So absolutely.
He wouldn't be able to hear me.
So. You are absolutely right. It was a packed room. It was wonderful, and it's a wonderful event where people see each other that they haven't seen each other for a while, and many of the faces have come back year after year. So I believe we've done 5, and so this would be number 6 next year. We hope to see you there. We hope to see the listeners there.
Well, I know that that the time that I got to go a few years ago and when Buzz was there yesterday, the others who have gone always have great things to say about it. And having Greg Seltz as the leader yesterday, and what a good time, I'm sure.
It was.
Encouragement. A good time of encouragement.
It was. Yeah. And a couple of the things that I've heard throughout the week as I was back here, just having conversations with people and getting prepared for it and getting together with friends and seeing some different people. One of the things that there were two things that stood out this week where two different people said, I didn't know that about Lutheran Senior Services. And so I thought, well, this was a rather connected person. And I thought, so if that person didn't know these couple of things, maybe many of our listeners...
Well, we still have work to do.
Didn't know that, yes. So the one, which is a question we get so often, the question becomes, do you have to be Lutheran to take advantage of Lutheran Senior Services? And so that answer is absolutely no. You do not have to be Lutheran. Our name, Lutheran and Lutheran Senior Services, we are very proud of that name being in our name. It shows that we grow out of a legacy of wonderful, compassionate serving from Reverend Johann Benger, who founded the first Protestant hospital years ago here in St. Louis in 1858. That hospital grew into the Lutheran Medical Center, and the sale of that hospital the proceeds from that sale ended up creating Lutheran Senior Services and the Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis. That same gentleman also founded the first orphanage, and the sale of that property became Lutheran Family and Children's Services, and so here in Missouri. So that's actually where our prayer breakfast got started, when our agencies looked at each other and said, well, we have this co-founder, this Reverend Benger, and that's kind of how the prayer breakfast started with our three and has kind of grown from there. But that shared legacy, it comes out of compassionate serving, rooted in Christ's love. And that is very important to us. So it's part of our name. It means that we have our mission, older adults living life to the fullest. But the way that we live that out is serving as Christ would serve. So that is to all faith, beliefs, and all traditions. Many people are surprised when they find out that only 23% of our residents are Lutheran, about 19% are Catholic, and then the other 40-ish are from many faith walks and traditions. So the I didn't know that moment is no, you do not have to be Lutheran to take advantage of the services that Lutheran Senior Services has to offer. So the other I didn't know that moment was someone was talking about how their loved one really just wanted to stay home. So they just didn't have needs for Lutheran Senior Services. And I said, well, but we have services we can bring right to your home. And it was like, I didn't know that. So this person is that true definition of that old word, the sandwich generation, that person that sandwiched between the needs of her parents and the needs of her own children and grandchildren, actually. And so she's a little bit overwhelmed at this point. And so that I didn't know that moment led her to really take a deeper look at some of those services. So our medical services that can be brought to your home are called home health. And so that is by a doctor's order. So there is a need for something medical for someone, a nurse to come and deliver to you, or therapy. So let's say that you've had, you've even had some short-term rehab and now you've been released to go home. You can have that therapy, that therapist can come right to your home, or even just some other injury that you've had and you need to have that therapy. You may not need to go out for it. You can have someone come right to your home. So that's our home health. And then our private duty is our non-medical services. And that's each of these has a charge. You know, there's a cost to it. But when you really think about that cost, my friend and I were talking about it, and I said, well, have you thought about the cost of your own time when you have to take off of work to take someone to those appointments or to stop and get those prescriptions or to do that grocery shopping, or when you get to work later in the morning because you're stopping and helping mom get dressed when she gets up and get her all settled with breakfast. Those are the kind of things that a private duty person can do. Those are our non-medical folks that are caregivers that go in. So it's any number of things that are non-medical. And so I do not know all of the scope of what can be, so I would recommend that anyone who is looking at, in particular those two, that they would give a call to our home and community-based services or log on at lssliving.org. And actually, right now, I thought I had the phone number right on here, and so I can't tell you the phone number right now. I don't know, Andy, if you can pull it up and into our home and community-based services. And or even the Aging Answers line is another place that they could call.
Sure. Let me go back to the Aging Answers line.
And then the other I didn't know you did that moment in that same conversation became talking about the technology that we have, the button that you can push and all of those. So if your loved one just really is worried about falling or worried about something that would happen, then that button is attached to a call center that can get help.
Aging Answers line 314-446-2475.
Thank you, Andy. I brought my piece of paper because I thought it had the phone number on it and it didn't. So thank you so much. So those I didn't know moments, I think are those times when there's an opportunity that if you or you know someone who is looking to have those services brought into the home, don't forget Lutheran Senior Services. Mm-hmm. And don't think you have to be Lutheran to have those services brought to your home.
I have the number for private duty.
Okay.
314-963-3430. That's 314-963-3430 for information about private duty. And let me see if I can pull up the one for home health. Yes. Same number.
Whoever that person would be could probably talk you through what your loved one's needs are or what your own needs are. So, and if they can't help, I'm sure that they can send the phone to someone who can.
No, that number was for St. Louis, from Missouri, 314-963-3430.
That's right. There would be another one for...
There's a different number for Illinois, 618-205-2200. So 618-205-2200 for Illinois.
And I know that we are working on having one phone number for all of those. So when that happens, I will be back on the air to announce that one phone number, and I'll make sure it's on my piece of paper.
Very good.
So I just thought I would end with a devotion. And I guess another I didn't know that moment, if we were really honest, is that someone was chatting with me about what I'm going to do in my retirement. And I said, well, one of the things I'm really looking forward to is looking forward to starting to write again. And they said, I didn't know you did that. And so I have over the years written a number of women's devotionals, and I love doing that. I love going out to speak and leading women's retreats or speaking at conferences, et cetera, et cetera. I love the opportunity to do that, and that I didn't know that moment led me to think that maybe I could take one of my devotions that I've written over the years, and I could just close with that today. So this one comes out of a book. I wrote it actually for CTA, Christian Tools of Affirmation, titled Savoring God's Love. And each one of these devotions was actually based on a different kind of herb that would flavor your life. But this one is day three, is titled We Have Peace. And I write, one day while traveling in Alaska, I walked into a small antique shop where a unique table caught my eye. I left it there in the shop because I was miles away from home and the practical side of me won out. To ship it seemed, well, impractical. At first, I found myself puzzled by its appeal. Then finally, I figured it out. The table's mosaic top was made of broken pieces of glass. The artisan who made it had captured many broken pieces and fitted them together to form a beautiful design. Then I realized the tabletop pictured my own life. Much has been wrong. Much has gone wrong. Much has shattered my peace and broken my life into pieces. Those pieces of broken hope could have lain forever splintered, forever wounding my heart. But because of Jesus, they have not. The master artisan has fashioned each sliver piece by piece, forming a beautiful mosaic, a lovely design first conceived in the heart of God himself. How do you describe peace? Peace isn't the absence of trouble, for trouble will always be part of the brokenness sin brings into our lives here on earth. Rather, true peace lives and grows from deep within hearts that cling to Christ as Savior. Only when the peace of Christ that thrives deep within begins to show on the outside as we interact with others in our day-to-day lives. As the Holy Spirit creates and nourishes a faith relationship with God in our hearts, true peace blooms as a byproduct. We find that peace only in Christ, who says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." So I ended it with no God, no peace. That was N-O God, N-O peace, no God, K-N-O-W, no peace. And then the herb was bay leaves. Bay leaves impart a great flavor, but are not generally eaten by themselves. They dispense their flavor throughout long simmering, so they are best used in stocks, stews, and sauces. So our life is a mosaic together.
When you get one of those bay leaves in the soup and you end up, you get it in your mouth. Yeah. But it has great flavor. You just don't want to chew it.
It's just a little bit of like, ooh, that's an explosion.
Well, thank you, Jane. Always great to have our conversations on Thursday. For more information, lssliving.org, right?
Absolutely. And all of along the left side of lssliving.org, you'll see all the various different kinds of services that we offer. So just keep clicking and keep exploring.
Thanks so much. And safe travels back to Minnesota.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Dwayne Schrader from Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.